Local government elections are months away. Across Kwadukuza, political activity is beginning to take shape. Parties are organizing, preparing, positioning themselves for what comes next. Soon there will be promises, there always are. But before that cycle begins again, this is where the series starts. Over the next few weeks, Uncensored will be on the ground across Kwadukuza, in the wards, in the communities, speaking directly to residences, listening carefully and asking one question. Over the last 5 years, were promises made and were they turned into action? Because at this level, politics is not distant, it is not theoretical, it is lived every day. It is the condition of the roads you drive on, the responses when something fails, and whether anything changes after it is raised. And these are not policy debates, they are lived conditions. And over 5 years, that record becomes very clear. So we are going to look at the series, and it does not begin with manifestos. It does not begin with speeches. It begins on the ground. We'll move across Kwadukuza, ward by ward, speaking to residents who raised issues, residents who followed up, residents who are still waiting, and residents who say something did change. Each account will be tested and placed against what exists today. The focus is going to be direct. We are going to look at what action was taken, what responses followed, and what the situation's right now. Because at this level, delivery is very visible. Communities experience it. They do not need to be told. And now, as the election approaches, something shifts. The same communities, the same space, but this time there'll be new promises, new commitments, and new assurances. But before any of that is heard, this series holds on something else. What has already been done? Because this is where trust is built or lost. So the question's direct. Over the last 5 years, did those in office earn the vote they're asking for again? Did they prove through their actions that they are worthy of serving the communities? Or are voters being asked to trust the same promises without the record to support them? This is going to apply across the political spectrums, because at local level, this is not about slogans. It's about what happened in each ward. And where there has been presence, consistency, and follow through, that will be reflected. Where there's been progress, that will be shown. Where there has not, that will be recorded clearly and without any exaggeration. So campaigning will gather pace in the weeks ahead. Promises will return, but this series holds on something else. What was said, what was done, and whether that was enough to earn trust. I'm Penny Faree, and this is Uncensored, and we're going to be on the ground in the next couple of weeks. Stay tuned.
When it comes to security, don't leave it to chance. Trust the experts at IPSS Security, as the only CISA-approved security provider on the Dolphin Coast in all categories, and the only local security company also accredited for CCTV off-site monitoring, with over 4 million rand invested in AI technology. They protect over 50 upmarket residential estates, spotting threats in real time. If action is needed, their rapid response and tactical teams, backed by the largest fleet in the region, is ready to act. For unmatched security, contact IPSS Security today at 0861 324 777. Your safety is their priority.